Corneliu Mănescu, Alexandru Băzădeanu, Silviu Brocan, Domokos Gheza, Marian Herl, Ion Iliescu. Consiliul este format de asemenea din reprezentanța ai muncitorilor și studenților al tuturor categoriilor sociale. Dragi ascultători, vom reveni cu amănunte în emisiunile următoare.
This is Radio Bucharest, Romania, the revolution on December 22nd. That removed the Ceaușescu leadership is in full swing in our homeland. Supported by the army, the Romanian people is defending with might and main its great conquest, fighting with all its might against the terrorist gangs of the former regime that desperately are trying to escape trial and making new and new victims among the population. The victory of the people cannot be avoided. We wish to recall in the following minutes the content of the communique addressed to the country by the Council of the Front of National Salvation that has become the banner of struggle of the Romanian people. Citizens of Romania, we live a historic moment. The Ceaușescu clan that has led our country to disaster was eliminated from power. We all know and we all observe that the victory, which we all live in happiness today with the entire country, is the fruit of the spiritual sacrifice of the people's masses of all nationalities and in the first place of our wonderful young people that gave back to the entire nation with the price of their blood our feeling of national dignity. A new page has been opened in the political and economic life of Romania. In these hard moments, in these moments of mutations, we have decided to create the Front of National Salvation, which is supported by the Romanian Army, and which groups all sound forces of the homeland, regardless of nationality, all the organizations and groupings that have courageously raised in defense of liberty and dignity in the years of totalitarian tyranny. The aim of the National Salvation Front is the installation of democracy, liberty, and dignity of the Romanian people. From this moment, dissolved are all power structures of the Ceaușescu clan. The government is abolished. The State Council and its institutions cease activity. The entire state power is taken over by the Council of the Front of National Salvation. All the ministries and central organs in their prison structure will continue their normal activity and subordinated to the Front of National Salvation in order to ensure the normal development of the entire economic and social life of our country, Romania. The program of the Front is the following. 1. The abandoning of the leading role of one single party and the establishment of a democratic, pluralist system of governing in Romania. The holding of free elections in this country in April 1990. The separation of the legislative, executive, and judicial powers in the state and the election of all the political leaders for one or two mandates at the most. Nobody can claim state power for life.